just about ready with the Justin Andrew Band. We're getting some things set up. We have a full setup today with drums, guitar, and pedal steel. And also today we will have the opportunity to hear some great original songs, bass too, here. And we will be all set in just a few minutes. We're just doing some finishing touches right now. Live music that you hear on the Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency. Through its regional arts funding partnership, Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts, state government funding for the arts depends upon an annual appropriation by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and support from National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency. Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts is administered in this region by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. Well, we're set to go. Just about a minute away now. And tonight at Brillo Box, you'll get a chance to see this band as they perform. You hear some great original songs and arrangements from, I would say, one of the most original people I've probably ever met in my life. So get ready to enjoy Sean and Danny and the other Justin as they play behind Justin Andrew Band.
I try. block out all your daylight, broken all your floodlights. You won't see me coming, it's never how I planned. But I can unlight the fuses and miss so good my excuses. If I could find my way, I'd try. Block out all your daylight, broken all your floodlights. You won't see me coming, it's never how I planned.
Justin Andrew Band at the Saturday Light Brigade. And that's a song I've always liked and I've heard before, and I've heard it because it's available on an EP. And I think that's on your MySpace site, isn't it?
It should be, on Facebook as well.
You're performing solo and still do occasionally. What prompted you to form the band?
I just got bored. I recorded all these songs in various bedrooms and basements and living rooms, and recorded them with full band instrumentation. And when I played live, it was just, I always missed some of the parts.
So you were playing all the parts.
Well, just playing the acoustic guitar parts, and maybe it's to some extent making up for stuff that was missing, but it's really nice to just be able to hear those parts again.
So finally, you've got an ensemble that you can take on stage and more or less reproduce what was in your head when you recorded the songs.
Yeah.
And that's got to be really exciting to be able to do that.
I'll tell you, the first time that we all played together, I had to stop us in the middle of songs and be like, I'm sorry, this is just making me so happy.
Yeah, it's really a compliment to Justin and Danny and Shad, too, to be able to do that because when you're able to make something sound like it is in your head, and especially when it involves other people doing that, that's pretty amazing. What was that song called?
That song's called Fuses.
And what do you want to do next?
We're going to play another song off of the last EP, which came out last year, called Haunting.
Justin Andrew Band, and tonight you'll be able to hear them at Brillo Box. We'll tell you more about that show in just a few moments. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Once again, the Justin Andrew Band.
My shoulder, I carry around every day. Lies I've told have been repeated, shuffled in to my deck. The way always listen to me and stumble around my head. I happen to find what you're after before I realize you're there. I could never find you, and I'd look into myself here when you've been home.
That's the Justin Andrew Band. I keep wanting to leave the out, but...
perfectly fine if you do.
Okay, add Justin Andrew Band, comma, the. We would file you under J.
You want to alphabetize properly.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crucial.
When did you start playing harmonica?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that song.
Okay, well, what...
well, let's see. Maybe I had this one for a while. This old...
here, I can...
it's just like... in C. It's just, I think I just found it and was like, hey, let's just add this into that song. I had an old chromatic one that I couldn't play, and these ones are easier. I can't play harmonica, really.
Oh, you're playing.
As you heard, it was just one note.
Oh, you're playing fine. I mean, a lot of people, you know, Bob Dylan turned them into a harmonica player. I don't think that's the case, would
sure.
you? At all. But I think it adds nicely to...
oh, well, good. Yeah, I mean... you know, it's just a background thing, really.
Now, I don't know if I've ever heard you play a song that wasn't your own, at least performing. You pretty much have done everything that
yeah,
you've written.
Yeah, every now and then I have a cover of a Beach Boys song that I'll do sometimes. And actually, the drummer, Danny, is in this band from Pittsburgh, Big Hurry, and I actually covered one of their songs, like just quiet acoustic, and it's like a... pretty upbeat, dancey sort of song.
What's your writing process like? You've been pretty prolific since I've known you, at least.
It's really slow, actually. But, I mean, I just sort of... I'll just play and record things on a tape recorder, little guitar parts and stuff, and then come back to them, like, months later, and, hey, that was kind of cool, and just play it for a while, come up with a melody, and sometimes a line will come out of that, and sometimes a song will come out of that melody.
Do they, are you ever impatient when writing?
Impatient?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you get a bit of a song and maybe record it or put it aside, is it sort of...
I usually don't record until I've been playing it for a while, so I make sure that I don't want to change it at all.
Well, I mean, if you have a fragment but not the rest, does it sort of burn in your pocket until you can finish it, or are you able to put it aside?
Often if I don't finish it right away, it never gets finished. So I've got plenty of times I've come up with like four lines of a song and just like a little beginning part of it, and I'll put it on tape and then forget about it for 8 months, and then sometimes listen to it and be like, that's no good, or sometimes I'll listen to it and say that's good, and then be unable to come up with something else for it. It's really difficult, actually.
So it is, I think, and that's one reason I want to talk.
I'm, I'm a terrible songwriter.
That's why. Well,
I have a terrible ethic about songwriting.
That I don't know about
that. I like
that.
Doing it a lot, but it's just it comes so difficult.
I think actually you hate songwriting. You just love to have written songs.
Yeah, I like playing them. Yeah, the process. I enjoy the process, but it's not easy.
Well, I was curious about it because I think it. I always like to talk to people who write songs a little bit about process because it's a pretty remarkable thing to sort of more or less open yourself up and take words and music and throw it on a page for everybody else to hear. And it sounds like once you get it and you know a song, once a song is going to mature enough to make it, that you're probably going to work pretty hard on it, like almost, I don't want to say in a binge, but that you're going to get it done. And maybe it's going to be perfected a little bit afterwards, but I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it's...
I kind of have to get onto into the zone,
yeah,
and then be on a roll.
That's kind of what
I
heard.
Hey, this song is just happening.
Yeah.
But I've never been able to successfully finish a song by being like, all right, I am going to finish this. I started this song. It's good. I'm going to plow through it and just finish it. It's rare.
I think it's rare for most people. Justin Andrew is leading Justin Andrew Band today, and they're performing at Brillo Box tonight. What's the time?
The doors are at 9:30.
And Brillo Box is easy to get to. And
there's two other great bands, Paul Luke from Pittsburgh and Chet Vincent from Pittsburgh as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, Brillo Box, you can have yourself a meal downstairs and then head on up. I'm trying to remember their rough address.
It's Penn and Main.
Thank you, Penn and Main. And you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. We'll try to talk to the other band members after the next song, which has a name. The other band members just laughed, like, what are we? Are we chopped liver? We should at least say hello to them. But what's the next song?
We're going to play Roses. It's off the first EP.
This is a great song. Try to follow along. You know, sometimes you hear a song like this, and you listen to the first few lines, and then you kind of lose yourself. See if you can actually follow all the words as Justin Andrew sings them here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Of the coastline is dotted with bodies spread out like roses. Water is waiting, calling like infants, awakened by thunder. But I don't hear anything from my window on a hill. Soon you'll swing your arms and you'll say, this is the moment for which you've waited. We should seal our eyes to make this memory take shape. For we'll soon become a memory to this place. Sofa brittle and clinging, skin holds to its bones as it wanders down the hill, steps into the ocean, startled by the singing. The chorus crashes once and smashes the bones against the ground. Soon you'll swing your arms and you'll say, this is the moment for which you've waited. We should seal our eyes to make this memory take shape. For we'll soon become a memory to this place. Yeah. Thank you. The singers are receding, mothers are calling, children behave, you'll take no more lies today. And floating in their footsteps, splintered and coughing, the withered patterns torn, and salted lungs will float away. Soon you'll swing your arms and you'll say, this is the moment for which you've waited. We should seal our eyes to make this memory take shape. For we'll soon become a memory to this place.
Justin Andrew Band, did you make it all the way through following the words as I suggested you do? I hope you did. Let's quickly meet the band. Sean has been playing pedal steel and is now going to play guitar. What's it like to play with Justin? I mean, it's really, I've heard these songs, you know, different ways, and particularly the way you came in after the acoustic beginning of that song with the steel was really chilling to me in a good way. I mean, it's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, it's always been great playing with Justin. I've been playing with Justin for a while. It was mostly just sort of informally before. There were a couple songs on his most recent EP that he wanted some other parts for. Like the last song, I did a little bit of a banjo thing for. A song that we're going to play a little bit later, I wrote an electric guitar part for. So we've been playing together for a little bit.
And you've got some of your own musical interests, too, we ought to mention. And please, let's do that, other bands and such.
Sure. Yeah, I'm in a band called Red Western. I think we are playing... Oh, boy. I forgot. We were supposed to play the 31st, but I think that got canceled.
Red Western, it sounds like a hotel chain.
Yes. Yes, we often are referred to as Best Western, sort of in the pejorative sense, I think. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks. And Danny is generally playing drums, but she's playing her own hands and roses. And the Beach Boy, it was a Beach Boys cover song and a band that Justin mentioned before. What band is that?
Oh, I'm in a band called Big Hurry, and we actually do not cover the Beach Boys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's great. Justin does an amazing cover. He actually covers an original song that my band plays. And we perform all over the East Coast and work with Justin a lot here in Pittsburgh.
I don't always get it right, but I did. I eventually will. But,
no, it's. I wish we did a Beach Boys cover, actually.
Are you originally from Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Yes.
Whereabouts?
I grew up in the Squirrel Hill area.
Great. Well, it's nice to have you here. And then I'm going to find my way over to the other Justin. Justin Strong is playing bass.
Brown.
Brown. I know he does. It's been a long day for me. We'll edit all of these out. Don't worry. I'm sorry, Justin. Too many Justins. Hard to keep track of y'all. Are you playing with other bands as well?
I am. First, I'd like to say Fuzzy, thanks to the Doberman and the piano. But I'll be playing with the Hood Gang. We're opening for the Flaming Lips this Tuesday. And then...
Oh, that was my fault. I'm sorry.
Okay. And then there's an after party at the Rex Theater Tuesday evening.
Well, great. That's coming up this week. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Regent Square.
Okay, excellent. And that was Justin Brown, as opposed to Strong. And we have time for a couple more songs. Vintage amps do that sometimes. Sometimes even not so vintage amps. We all know.
That's actually our pyro.
That's the pyro effect.
Yeah,
it's really loud.
You got fireworks going up in here.
The band is part of a bill of three bands tonight at Brillo Box. It's 11 before noon at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm thinking we have time for two more. And Justin, what's next?
I think we'll do a song called Low Light, which is on the same EP that that last song is on.
Another good song. These are all songs have come to really, they're like old friends to me when I hear them. Here again, Justin Andrews Band.
The way your room looks lit from outer space, we could sneak into your bed. We could make it up the third staircase, forget we ever met. Your mess is my mess. You'll let me into your arms. I'll hold on. I'll hold on. Rest through the morning till the afternoon. Winter's threatening. There's nothing moving in the world. It's the closing of our eyes. If there could be a life worth living, nothing left to push aside. No secret meanings in every word. Hours linked by satellite. Your mass is my mass tonight. Just hold on if you'll let me into your arms.
Justin Andrew Band, and I was really getting a kick watching Danny play the drum part on that, only because I know Justin as a pretty fine drummer in addition to songwriter, and I kept thinking, I think that's the way Justin would play it if he could be at all the instruments, or at least if it, that's a really, the backsticking on that is really cool. It's one of the few times I wish that you could see what we're doing instead of just hearing what we're doing. You can hear the Justin Andrew Band tonight at Brillo Box at Penn and Main. And you also, we've linked straight to Justin's website, which is justinandrewmusic.com. Oh, okay. Did that change or am I...
No.
It doesn't matter.
I think it's myspace.com/JustinAndrewMusic or JustinAndrew.com. We'll forward to that.
Okay.
And also Facebook.com/JustinAndrew.
It's there. Just put Justin Andrew Music in a browser and you'll find them. Yeah. And what are you going to close with?
I don't know. Let's do... I'll play Winter End, which is the last song on the record. Unfortunately, it doesn't take advantage of any of my fine players, but it's a short song, and I know we got a couple minutes left, so.
Oh, thank you for being here. And
I appreciate you having us down.
It's a pleasure. Please consider going to see Justin and the band tonight. He's really a jewel in our midst.
When will the winter end? We've been breathing this heavy oxygen. When the windows slide up towards the sky, we'll know it's winter end. When will the spring sneak in? All that was frozen in can now stretch and yawn in a dew-smothered dawn. Now that it's spring again. Ooh. 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 The bleach burns summer away. Roll on, go sailing upon the sun. Now you'd pay for a shiver or a dip in the river. Oh, summer end won't come. Fall turn us from the sun. The color faded sleep begun. You know, once you go, the snow so slow, we'll cling to our bones and won't let go. Oh, I'm sleeping in. Oh, I'm sleeping in.
Thanks to the Justin Andrew Band for a great performance, and look for him tonight along with the whole band at Brillo Box. Danny, Justin, Sean, and Sean Zamp, we thank you for accompanying Justin. Thanks to Robert Gray for a great job mixing. And Justin Keckley is our technical director. Ricky Berger, our executive producer. The hardworking Liz Adams, our staff educator. Jeff Barron also working hard. Everyone working hard this week. Jeff Barron, our director of education and outreach. Jennifer Barron, our development associate. This is Larry Berger. With thanks to you for being here with us on the Saturday Light Brigade. Also thanking Ashke Hari and Adam McGregor with their preview of the Cry America Festival in the Park tomorrow. With thanks also to Leslie Clegg of the Polish Hill Civic Association. Festivals of all sorts, art, church, and music throughout Polish Hill today and tomorrow. Rob and Rosemary Miller previewing Northside Celebration in the Park next week from noon until 5. If we missed your name today while playing games and puzzles, or if it's your style not to call and just play along, insert your name right here. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21 Pittsburgh, Verizon 47 Greater Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.